Married at First Sight. Chapter 3113. Catherine, I am your eldest brother. Is there anyone like you who can be your sister? Instead of looking towards my brother, I look towards outsiders. Even if she is your sister-in-law, she is still an outsider. Marco accused Catherine of not being towards him. He came to Catherine now because he actually wanted her to help him persuade his wife. The children were so old, why should they get divorced? He just needed to go out less and fool around in the future. Do you want your nieces and nephews to lose their complete family? You should help me persuade your sister-in-law not to divorce. Do you think she is still very young? After divorce, can she still get married? Even if she can get married, she can only marry an old man. Young man, who wants her? I am different. I am a man, rich, and successful in my career. Even if I divorce, I can still find an 18-year-old partner. Can your sister-in-law marry an 18-year-old? Besides, the children are so old, why get divorced? Isn't she afraid of embarrassing or hurting her children? Catherine held her cup of coffee, but instead of drinking it, she threw a cup of coffee at Marco. Marco didn't expect Catherine to do this. He had no defense at all. Then Catherine splashed him. Even though it wouldn't burn his skin off, the coffee was still hot enough to make him jump when splashed on his face. The coffee continued to drip down his face, leaving stains on the white shirt he was wearing underneath and even on the outside of his suit jacket. Catherine, what are you doing? Marco wanted to pick up his cup of coffee and throw it at Catherine, but under Catherine's cold glare, he didn't dare. This sister, Catherine, was just like his mother. When she becomes cruel, she will not be recognized by her relatives. Catherine cursed coldly, "Are you speaking human language? Marco, do you still have that face? You actually have the nerve to accuse me. Did I cause the husband and wife to divorce? Now you have asked my sister-in-law to take into account the feelings of your children. When you cheated and when you and Shiloh were fooling around, did you ever think about your children and their feelings? Under your guidance, they have always been close to the fake aunt, Shiloh. If they knew what their biological father and the aunt in their hearts had done, would they accept it? Have you considered their feelings again? For a sc-bag like you, my sister-in-law wants a divorce, and I support her with all my hands and feet. I only help with the affairs, not the marriage. You don't take care of me. You cheated on her during marriage. I'm sorry for my sister-in-law. You think you can still marry an 18-year-old girl, why are you afraid of divorcing my sister-in-law? If you have the ability, divorce and marry an 18-year-old girl, and let me see. Splashing you with coffee is an easy move. If you weren't my eldest brother, I would have kicked you in the face. Marco was speechless. Catherine continued, Marco, if you are still a man, just get together with me and my sister-in-law, and don't make it too ugly. If there is a divorce lawsuit and my sister-in-law reveals that you cheated on her and many other things that outsiders don't know about, your reputation will be ruined. Yes, Mom is still here, she is still in charge of the family, and she will still protect you. However, Mom is already 70 and will be 71 soon. How much energy does she still have to clean up the mess for you? Do you want me to help you clean up the mess? Just dream. Marco pointed at Catherine but couldn't curse. Catherine's indifferent look was so similar to Matriarch Farrell's. Catherine seemed to see Matriarch Farrell when she was young. Get out. If it's your private matter from now on, don't bother me. I don't have time to deal with your bad debts. Catherine really didn't want to deal with the bad debts of her elder brother and sister-in-law. If Marco hadn't come to her shamelessly, said so many stupid things, and even accused her, she wouldn't have wanted to pay attention to him. Marco said, "If your sister-in-law comes to see you later, please advise her to give me another chance. I promise that I will not do anything sorry to her again and ask her not to divorce for the sake of her children." Chapter 3114. Marco was very angry, but he still expressed his request. Catherine said coldly, "I told you, I don't have time to care about your bad things." Marco glared at her fiercely for a moment and went out angrily. Catherine was still a biological sister. There was no such thing as him as a biological brother in her eyes. Marco's arrival seriously affected Catherine's mood. She sat on the sofa for 2 minutes, then got up and walked around the office. She poured herself a large glass of warm water and drank it. After a while, she suppressed her anger and calmed her mood. "Damn thing!" Catherine scolded Marco, "such a scumbag. Even if my sister-in-law doesn't divorce him, I will look down on him. Keep it for the new year." She didn't know how Matriarch Farrell taught their children. None of them were good. Maybe Matriarch Farrell's upper beam was not straight, and the lower beam was crooked. Erica did not come to see Catherine. She had gone back to her parents' home a long time ago and had a showdown with her parents, saying that she was divorcing Marco. In front of her family, she didn't hide anything and told them all the bad things Marco had done. When they heard that Marco was fooling around with Shiloh, Erica's family was very angry. Especially Marco, who actually wanted to kill their daughter for Shiloh. How could the parents of Erica take such a breath? They agreed with Erica's divorce. Although their family was not as good as the Farrell family, they were not afraid of it. The fault was Marco's, and it was not their daughter's fault. Marco kept cheating, no one could accept it. It's true that like father, like son. Holden was that kind of sc*bag, and the three sons he gave birth to were nothing. With the consent of her natal family and having her natal family as a backer, Erica came back from her natal family and returned to the Farrell family mansion. She first looked for her mother-in-law. Matriarch Farrell was packing her things and getting ready to go out. Everything she wanted to bring was related to that person, and she should be impressed when she sees it. Used this to determine her identity. There were not many things, so she simply packed them up and went to the study room to practice calligraphy. When she was in a bad mood, she should practice calligraphy and force herself to calm down. Knock, knock, knock. There was a knock on the door. Matriarch Farrell did not raise her head or answer, waiting for the people outside to speak. The butler stood at the door of the study. After knocking on the door several times and getting no response, he knocked on the door again and asked, "Madam, the eldest mistress is back. The elderly mistress wants to talk to you. Are you willing to see the eldest mistress?" The butler knew what happened last night. Erica did not deliberately hide it this time. She had a huge quarrel with Marco at home, and they knew it. They knew that Marco was fooling around with his former young mistress, Shiloh. They also knew that Erica was going to catch an adulterer. Who would have thought that Marco would actually help Shiloh instead of Erica? Then Erica said that she was extremely heartbroken and determined to get a divorce.